Page 26. Back to school. Summer vacation is coming to an end. Despite warm days and laughter from the poolside, summer vacation is ending, and everyone knows it. The review packet for summer, still not open, suddenly appears. Sale signs at the malls, supermarkets, and bookstores remind students and parents. Notebooks, folders, pencils, and something special called binders are piled up in stores. In American schools, students must keep their book bags in their lockers, so most carry binders between classrooms. A three-hole binder holds handouts, homework, and a pencil pouch. Students also must complete the Student Service Learning, SSL, requirement in summer. Most schools in Maryland require students to complete at least 75 hours of community volunteer work. They must do this before graduating from high school. Students devote their time to libraries, school clubs, summer camps, and community organizations. My daughter Irene has been working at a library to earn her SSL hours. She helps check out books, make posters, and clean up the environment. This experience is helping her not only contribute to society, but also enhance her communication skills. Many students attend summer school for two sessions, each for 3 weeks. It usually runs 5 days a week for 4 hours a day, plus homework and exams. Most high schools provide intensive courses in summer. Students can take a course and move to the next level when the school year officially starts. The perfect place to say goodbye to summer vacation is the annual county fair. All kinds of carnival rides attract entire families. Traditional American food is served everywhere: hot dogs, pretzels, cotton candy, barbecue. Be sure to go when you're hungry. The fair is also a place for displays of farm produce. Many farmers also attend the farm animal competitions. Kids love the horse shows and goat milking contest. Fun contests like watermelon seed spitting and tricycle races interest the younger children. Women and girls go to exhibitions of quilts and flowers. Soon the fairground will be quiet. Instead, kids will gather at the school bus stop. Summer vacation is over. Word bank. Mall. Judy went to the mall to buy shoes, a purse, and some CDs. Binder. Chris carries his notes from all his classes in a binder. Locker. Arnold keeps the textbooks he isn't using in his locker. Volunteer. A volunteer tour guide showed us around the museum. Contribute. Many people contributed their time to help clean up the town after the storm. Intensive. Betsy spent 6 weeks studying Japanese in an intensive program. Officially. The new subway will officially open next month. Competition. Two of my friends won prizes at the dance competition. Quilt. Every night, Michelle sleeps under a quilt her grandmother made for her. Fairground. We walked all over the fairground looking at the rides, food, and activities. More information. Packet. Enhance. Session. County fair. Carnival. Talk about it. In your country, how do students prepare for school to start? Have you ever done any volunteer work? What did you do? What do you like to do at the end of summer?